Time now for your letters. Last Sunday, during a discussion about President Bush's rough political week, Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau Chief Doyle McManus quipped, "If he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have any luck at all." That bothered many of you. Nancy Richmond of New York wrote, "To assert that the stars have aligned against Mr. Bush is ludicrous. The Katrina warning footage, the port steal, more torture photos from Abu Ghraib are not examples of the vagaries of change. Instead of glibly dismissing Bush's plight as bad luck, Mr. McManus might more accurately have observed, pride comes before a fall." Tom Bonsi's story on the increasing number of Saudi students attending U.S. colleges brought this response from Seth Cohen of Mamaroneck, New York. "I was surprised that the NPR story just barely mentioned in passing that while the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia will send 20,000 students to U.S. colleges over 4 years, not a single woman will be included. Even by Saudi standards, 20,000 to zero seems a little lopsided. How do you think U.S. values can have a positive impact on future leaders of the kingdom if no women are given the opportunity to share in that exposure to American education and values?" A number of you wrote in about Rob Gifford's piece about a protest in Oxford, England, in support of animal testing. R.M. Kesteven of Sydenham, Ontario, wrote, "The report on this morning's program illustrates why a tiny minority of animal advocates resort to violent action. It's the only way to get your attention. When did you last sit down to broadcast a calm, reasonable conversation with one of the thousands of people capable of explaining why most animal experiments are both scientifically and ethically invalid? I know there are at least four charities in the UK that fund forward-looking researchers who believe that we have some methods that are far more humane and relevant and who, with encouragement, could develop many more. But this time you chose to cover the antics of the other side, a teenager who has been conned by vested interests into believing that 21st century biomedical research must stick with 19th century methods." Finally, Anthony Lawler of Mill Valley, California, wrote to express his enjoyment of Linda Hunt's essay on her Oscar. On a day devoted to the worship of individual talent, he writes, "Ms. Hunt's honest and vulnerable essay on the human side of the glittering prize was a refreshing reminder that each person's moment in the spotlight is a gift, arriving and departing at the whim of those forces greater than a special, distinct me." You can write to us. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. Please be sure to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.